When the Savior calls, I will answer. When He calls for me, I will hear. When the Savior calls, I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my voice. If my heart is right, when He calls me, if my heart is right, I will hear. If my heart is right, when He calls me, I'll be somewhere. If my robe is white, when He calls me, if my robe is white, I will hear. Oh, if my robe is white, when He calls me, I'll be somewhere. Listening for my name, I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere.
I'll be somewhere
listening for my name.
To all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I think it's a great privilege to be here tonight, despite that we are few in numbers, but what matters is the Lord to be with us. Let's all straight away open our Bible. Before we could open our Bible to the book of Proverbs, chapter 18. Proverbs chapter 18. Before we could read, we have an announce. This Saturday we have a communion service. Everybody is welcome. If you know someone that is not able to make it tonight, you can pass the message that Saturday we have a communion service to communion with our Lord. To Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run unto it and is safe. I think that could be the desire for each of us, to find a place of a refuge when we have a problem, when we have a pressure, that we could run into it and be safe. Let's all pray together.
Tiens notre Père, sois le grand créateur des cieux et de la terre, encore une fois de plus,
nous abandonnons à l'autre témoin ce moment pour évoquer ton Saint-Nom, pour te demander encore une fois de plus.
Troubles partout, les troubles dans des maisons, l'oppression partout, Seigneur, mais nous nous réfugions en toi, et Dieu de notre salut, que nous avons ainsi prié. Amen.
Most precious Lord Jesus Christ, once again, we humble come before thy throne to thank you, to glorify thy name. Father, without thee, we can't make it. You, the place, the city of our refuge, that while we come under the wings of the mother eagle, that in it we are under security, Father. You know, this whole world, there's a lot of pressure, there's a lot of things, pressure from sickness, from sin, from many things. But we thank you because you have provided a way for us that where we can come and let off the pressure of this life, Father. We come now, tonight, giving everything at thy hand, looking unto thee, the author of our salvation, that you shall come in the form of the Holy Spirit and you shall commune with us tonight, Father, because this meeting without thee is in vain. That's why we invite you, that you shall be present among us, because you say in thy word, where two or three are gathered in thy name, you shall be in their midst. Father, we want to commit all the audience at thy hand, that you shall take the leadership, that you shall bless this prayer meeting, Father. At the end of it, we shall say that it was good to be in the house of the Lord. Father, the weekend service, especially the communion service, how we look toward thee, that you shall take control of it, Father, that you shall help us to examine our life, that we shall take the table of the Lord, Father, without condemnation, without guiltiness, Father, that we shall be able to be worthy of it. And we know not because of our merit, it's because of the blood that was shed 2,000 years for us, Father. We ask you once again that you shall touch our brother, Brother George, who's not feeling well, is feeling pain in his neck, Father. Can't you touch him? Our hand are short, it may not reach where he is, but you hand is reached everywhere where you people is, Father. We ask you that despite the condition of his health, but he's still standing here for your kingdom's sake, Father, for your glory's sake, Father. How we ask that, Father, at the end of this meeting, Father, something special should happen to his life, Father, because you says by your stripe we are healed, Father, and we trust in this world that it will never pass away, Father. The earth and the heaven will pass away, but your world will remain eternal, Father. That's why we apply the your word inside of his life in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Bless also our pastor, Father, as he's not able to make it tonight, Father. We ask you that you shall bless him and bless Brother Tommy congregation, Father, and bless also Brother Terry where he's going to preach thy word for the conversion, Father, that you may renew his strength, Father. How a blessing that he was among us during the weekend, Father. Our heart was blessed to receive the word of consolation coming from thee, Father. We want to bring this moment at thy hand, that you shall take control of everything in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen. You maybe have a seat. We could just read again the same scripture we read in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run unto it, and is safe. Now, if you turn your Bible to the book of Numbers, Numbers chapter 35, we just read one verse 11, Numbers 3, 5, verse 11. Then ye shall appoint you cities to be city of refuge for you, that the slave may flee tide, which killeth any person at unaware. Now, the prophet, he preached a message. He called it letting off the pressure. It's a very good message, and especially to the age that we are living in. I'm going to read one quote from the prophet. It was preached in 1962, paragraph 33. The prophet said, but there is a pressure on the people today, and that pressure has no limitation of any denomination lines, and it has no age line, and it has no respect of a person. It is on the younger and the old, good and bad. It is on everybody pressure. Now, we are living in a neurotic age where the pressure is all around. All of us, we can witness that something is fixing to happen. Everybody is in a run. If you go to work, you find everybody is a pressure. You go where you go, everybody is a pressure. At college, everywhere where you go, there's a pressure all around. And something is happening to this age. In such an age that it's never been like this before. If you go to the business people, you find the pressure all corners. Today they want to launch that product. Next year they must prepare for another one. Pressure after pressure. There's no rest. Now people try to hide on this, but you can't find the rest. And the prophet said, the doctor has no solution. The government has no solution. They have no answer, but still there's a pressure in this age that you are living. If you go to the homeless house, you find the full people are there. The psychiatric people, they have no answer to it. The people are coming day and night. They try to give neutralizer. They try to give this, but after the neutralizer goes off, the pressure comes back again. It looks like they are not doing nothing. Like nothing is happening. But we find the scripture here in Proverbs. It's a very good scripture that can comfort us. It says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteousness run unto it, and it is safe. Now there is a place where you can let off the pressure. There is a place where you can feel safe. Despite of what is happening, there is a place that you and I, we can feel safe. There is somewhere where we can come with our burden and lead them there, and we can feel unloaded. That there is somewhere where the solution is. But if you go to the hand of the Lord, you go there with your pressure there, you are safe. But if you are not going there, that you are insecure. If you go there in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you get safe. But if you are not there, you are insecure. The trouble will never stop. You can try to do this, you can try to do that, the solution will not come from that. And you may take a counsel that you have to drink or to smoke to let off the pressure. It will not give the solution. It's not the answer. Because the prophet say, you may drink, but after drunkenness, once the drunkenness is finished, the pressure come back again. That is not the solution. You want a permanent solution. Someone wants a permanent change. That is something could go out of his life. And we know the reason that this age is in this condition. Because there is something is fixing to happen. Now the author of the pressure, the prophet says, is the devil. Is the enemy. The pressure comes from sin. The pressure comes from the evil age that we are living in. That the enemy that is causing all this pressure. Because God never caused that pressure. It doesn't come from God. It's come from the enemy. Why he has to make this age that we are living in so pressure like this? Why it has to make it that way? Because we know that his day are numbers. Now he's doing his best. And it has no limitation of age. You ask someone 13 years old, 14, you ask 65 years old, they feel the same thing. There's all pressure all around. If you go to the teachers, pressure. You go to the student, there's pressure. Workers, the boss himself, under pressure. There's nobody that can help one another. It's all around the pressure. It means that there's something that is fixing to happen. There's a cause of the pressure. The age that we are living in. The age of sin. The age of evil things. As it says in the book of Genesis 6. The man imagination continually evil. There's nothing good. That is what is causing the pressure. That's what is causing all these things. Because the man tried to do this. That maybe will satisfy the need of the people. But it can't work. The only things that can work. The only city of refuge. It's what the Lord has appointed. For a man to go. And he can be under security. But if you are out of it. You are in danger. Because if you committed a crime. And in the Old Testament, according to the book of Numbers, let's go to the book of Numbers. There, we want to read all of it. If you read, you have time at home, you can go read it. Numbers chapter 35, From verse 1 up to the end, if you read it, you will find. But we want to read from verse 11. Now, then ye shall appoint it, you city to be cities of refuge, for you that the slay may flee thither, which kill any person at unaware. Now there was God asking them that beyond the Jordan that he shall appoint it the cities of refuge. And there was 60 cities of refuge where man can go under security, where he can be safe. And we know those cities and everything the prophet tell us from the Old Testament. If you read all the Bible, if you don't find Jesus there, you must read again. Because everything in the Old Testament, all the scripture, was speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And these cities of refuge, it is speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Because it was speaking about all its type and the shadows. And speaking about the reality that is coming where man and woman could be safe. Now, there was two kind of the people. One that was not premeditating the sin, that he didn't kill someone by premeditation. And there is one category that he killed by accident. Something happened. He didn't plan to go to the shop to steal, or he didn't plan to go and to do evil. But it happened because of something inside of his life, and he did it. Now there's a different, there's a two case that was different there. And they found it. God told them that there will be people that will be not premeditating things. They will not do it willingly. But there's some category of the people that if they kill eye for eyes, teeth for teeth, that once they kill, they must be killed too. Once something happened to their life, they must be killed too. Because they committed that a murder, they must be murdered too. But there's other people, they can commit the murder, and God provide a place for them, that a city of refuge where they can go and hide themselves there, and they will be safe from the revenger, the one who wants to kill them. God already provided a way. Now, other places could not work. Other people could come with another idea. He says, you killed, I will hide you under my house. But anywhere, if they find you, if you are not at the city of refuge, you must be killed. That the only place that can put someone under security, it was the city of refuge. And those cities, it was God himself that chosen those places. And I remember even you read Deuteronomy chapter 16. The Lord, when Israel has to do the Passover, the Lord tell them that you will do the Passover at the place where I have chosen to place my name. Now, God only accepted his own provide the way. He doesn't accept the man provide the way. And it will not work at all. And the man provide the way is not the permanent solution. It can save you for a few days, but it will kill you at the end of it. Now, we see that as we studying these things, you will see that it's a perfect type of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even the things, the way it has to be run there, it shows exactly that everything here was speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. But it's something that's very, very good to see. That now, these people that were not premeditating the sin because they were living in this body, but sometimes it can happen. Maybe get anger and get a wound and fight with someone. It happened that the person is killed. Now that person will be judged different. Now there's a place that was provided by God, a city among those 60 cities. He must choose to go to one of them. Going there, he must willingly go there. No someone should push him or should push her to go there. And that place was known to everybody. They make it aware to everybody. All the congregation of Israel must know those cities. Now, it's up to them. It's a free will. They can't make the choice for you. They tell you that there's a city. Because of your condition, you can go run there and be safe. But you must be willing, what the prophet says. And going there, you can't look back. And when you get there, you must be willing to stay at that city. And willing to stay there, There's no complaining. Why should I have to be here? I should be somewhere else. But you must accept to yourself that I must stay there and know that this place is where I'm going to be safe. Because if I'm out of this place, if the revenger saw me, he will murder me. He will kill me. And my life will finish. If I want my life to continue, I must go and make my refuge there. And stay at that place. In verse 28 of Numbers 35, it tells us that now the guilty has to remain at that place until when the high priest is passed away. Now he can't come out of that place for him to be free. The high priest must be passed away. Now we see that it's always the type of the Lord Jesus Christ. That you and I, for us to be guiltless, for us to be free from our sin, the great high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, has to die for us. Now that it's everything there, it shows that it was speaking about the Lord Jesus Christ. Because you can't be free from sin except the Lord Jesus Christ die first. Your sin and my sin, the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ is good, but it has no power to change your sin and my sin until when he died. Because he must die for your sin and my sin. He must accept to bear them, your sin and my sin, that put him at the cross. Now when there is a transferring of sin now, and our sin, your sin and my sin, kill him, is what made us free. That's why it's telling here in verse 28, the same thing, that when the higher priest now is dead, the person can go and have his freedom. And he's able now to go and walk around. There's nobody will kill him. Because now he already find his freedom. But that city was appointed to the people that didn't premeditating sinned. Now you see that there's always two classes of the people in this world. There's a group of the people that were predestinated before the foundation of the world. That the lamb was slain for them. And there's another group of the people that the lamb wasn't slain for them. Because there, that place, the city of refuge, it was for a certain category of the people. The people who didn't willingly sin. And the lamb now was dead there for you and I. For the predestinated, for the people that was in the mind of God before the foundation of the world. And you and I, we found ourselves in that category of the people. That when we have a pressure, when we have a sin, when we have wrong, did something contrary to the word of God, there is a place of refuge where we can go and be in security. That when there is a pressure and something happening, there's a place, you and I, that God has provided for us to go willingly and let off the pressure there. Now, we don't need to carry our own burden. We don't need to carry our own pressure, things of this life. God has provided a place for you and for me. Our sickness, your sickness and my sickness, we don't need to bury them. As the brother says, you can't call it my sickness. No, there is a place where God has provided for you and to go and let off that sickness there, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a Calvary, a place made already, that when you are in need, you can bring your need there and he will provide there. There is a place where you can feel secure. There is a place where you can feel comfortable. But there is a problem here. The reason why the prophet says, what is causing it? Because there's a judgment of God is hanging around. The world knows that there's something fixing to happen. This world, they know that there's something fixing to happen. And he's speaking the same message about the Hebrew children when they were in Egypt now. When the angel of death has to pass and visit the land of Egypt now. There was a pressure. People could feel that from somewhere there's something that is fixing to happen. All the houses was under pressure. But the house where the token was, that represented the Lord Jesus Christ. And that house where the token was applied, there was safe. There's no need to worry about it. Once you get to the city of refuge, You don't need to worry about anything. He promised to take care of everything. He promised to take care of your problem and my problem. But first, we must find ourselves in the city of refuge. That is where the Lord will take the care of our things. But joining to the church doesn't tell you that you are at that city of refuge. No. The prophet said, going to the water, it allowed you to be count among the congregation. But now, what give you place now to get to a place of refuge, to get to Jesus, to the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. That is the token that make you a member of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. But going inside of the water, it make you a member of the congregation. And you become one of the people in the congregation. But it doesn't make you a member of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. To be a member of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, you must be under token. You must be under the Holy Spirit. Now where, once you get to that place, you are safe. Because there, the head himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, the message of the hour, is taking control of his body. Because it's the head that can take control of the body. From the head that come everything. Your decision, it comes from here. Everything that we do to make our hand function, it comes from the head. Now, once the head is together with the body now, the Lord Jesus Christ is together with his church now. He's directing and he's leading his church. And now you are under security. You are safe because you are at the city of refuge. You are at a place where there's nobody, no matter what happened. Christ, in Christ, the solid rock I stand. No matter what goes, I am under security. I am under the rock. No matter what happened, I am sure that nothing will happen to me. And he says, those Hebrew children now, when the people, then could fall, some Hebrew children could feel the noise, could hear the noise from the neighbors. He said, Daddy, there's some white people are crying. It looks like the city is under mourn. Everybody's mourning. And they say, don't worry. We are at the city of refuge. We are at the place of safety. There's nothing that can happen to us. There's the blood that is applied on the lintels of the house. You should not worry about what's happening there. No matter how the judgment is coming, but because of this place, because of what God placed himself, he has chosen this place himself, there's nothing that can happen to us. There's nothing could happen to us. The angel of death will escape this place. He will not touch our house. Nobody will die here because we are under the provide. God provide the way for this day. You know, in each age, God has provided the way. In each time, God has provided the way. And how do he made it known? He sent his provided way by the way of his prophet. Now, God sent Moses with a message. And the message was that the Hebrew children has to come out of Egypt and get to a land that's cool, that flow with milk and the honey. And they have to get there. But the requirement was that before they leave Egypt, all the houses must be under security. They must be under security. And how they get in, Moses came with a message. It was a simple message. He said, take the blood and apply it. That's all. Once the blood is applied, there's nothing that you can worry about it. Because God will provide to everything himself. There's nothing that you can worry about it. Everything that's going to happen is not your responsibility. You just be at God provide the way. If it doesn't work today, you stay at God provide the way. God will take care of everything. God will take care of everything. Now, don't let the worries build up pressure. Because the prophet said, what build up pressure is worries. Once you get to that place, you don't want to know, if I die today, what will happen to my wife and my children? The prophet says, you don't need to think about it. What you must make sure that you remain in that place, at that city of refuge, which is Christ. You remain at that city of refuge. Once you remain there, God will take control of everything. That other things that are happening, it's not you to worry about it. It is you remain at God provide the place. And the Hebrews, they applied the token. And now the angel of death, they start visiting the people. Now they start hearing the noise. People are mourning. But the people under token, they were under a city of refuge. They were at Goshen, a God choosing a place that they could be in security. There's nothing harmful could come unto them. And we know that Goshen is nothing but the message of the hour. It's the message of the hour. It's where you can find yourself under security. Where you can find yourself at here. I'm at the God choosing a place. Because there was other places. But God chose 6th place to be the cities of refuge. That was God choosing a place. Among them, you may say, why not other places? Why just Roman Galilee? Why not other places? But it was God choosing a place. It was the choice of God. Someone can say unto you, you're claiming a lot of things. Do you think you alone can go to the rapture? Yes, it's God make the choice. It's not me. That claiming is the choice of God. You may be better than me, but God that make the choice. It's God that make the choosing. It's God that choose someone to be a song leader. It's not man that you choose. It's God that you choose. As the pastor says last time, Brother John Tay, you may seem to know better than even you, pastor, but God never chooses you. He chooses him. It's God that makes the choice. Now, those cities, they didn't make a choice themselves, but it was God appointed them beyond the Jordan, and he appointed the 60 cities that where you go there, you will be safe there. You will be under security. Once you get to that place, you will be safe there. There'll be no trouble. There you can rest. That's why the scripture say, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Hallelujah. And the righteous run into. And they are safe. That the place, you and I, we need to get our safety, is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That the mighty tower that the Lord made for you and I. Now, in drunkenness, it will not bring you, it will not make you safe. You can drink. You can go to all the nightclub. You can enjoy life the way the world says. By listening to those music, worldly music, doing this, going to this party and after party, you will never get rest inside of your heart. You will never get it. You will never be under safety. Once you come out from there, you think once again about the situation of this world. But if you are under Christ, what a great place to be. Because it's God provide the place for you and I. That's a place where we can be safe. That's the only place that where you can rest. And the prophet was speaking one day, and he says he went to Africa, sorry. When he was in Africa, he went somewhere and find a sheep. He said a sheep was feeding. The sheep was feeding herself in a pasture. I see, it was a good place. The sheep was quiet there and feeding very well. And you can see that enjoying everything. But the prophet says, suddenly something happened. He said the sheep was restless. He said, what's going to happen here? What's happening? Because the prophet was looking and they say, but this sheep is enjoying it. But what is happening here? He said, after a moment, the sheep was restless. There was no peace anymore. But the prophet tried to look. And when he looked from far, he could not see anything. And he took the binocular and he put. And looking, and the prophet said from far, maybe 1 mile, 1.5 mile, there was a lion there. And the prophet said, the sheep could feel that there's a danger coming. He could feel something coming against her. That there's something that's coming. And they said it's the same things with this world. The world is feeling that there is something that is fixing to happen. The world knows that there is something that is fixing to happen. That's why the world is restless. That's why the people of this world is restless. Because they know that there is something that is fixing to happen. This world is under condemnation. God's judgment is already upon this earth. There is something that is fixing to happen. But they don't know where to run. But we thank God, you and I, we have a city of refuge that God has provided for you and I. And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the message of the hour. That is a city of refuge that God has provided for you and I. Now we know that this world, they know everything that's happening. They can fool the people of this world, but you and I, we know. We have the prophecy of the prophet. We have the message of the hour. We have the prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. The Lord speaks, and he says, as it was the day of Noah, as it was the day of Lot, it shall happen to this day that we are living in. It must happen the same thing. And we see that all these things that are happening, all those kind of things that they are allowing, the government passing all this law, and we know that there is something behind of it. And the prophet says that in the same spoken word, letting off the pressure, he says it's the devil that causing it. It's the enemy that causing this neurotic age. It's the enemy that is causing the pressure. It's the sin that is causing the pressure. Now everything that happened, all this pressure, and the prophet, he say, he has no respect of man, no respect of a person. It's open to everybody, all the denomination. And the prophet said, me too, I can't escape from it. And the prophet said himself, he could feel the pressure also. And you and I can witness the same thing. There's a pressure in this life that we are living. In this age, there's a great pressure that has never happened before. But we take God, because the scripture says, when the enemy will come like a flood, the spirit of the Lord has raised a standard. Now you and I, we have something that the Lord, let's go to Isaiah. Let's read Isaiah 59:20 and see that the Lord always provides a place for his people. The Lord always has a place to provide for his people. Now in the book of Isaiah, if you have your Bible already, Isaiah 59, we start from 19. You see that the Lord always has provided something for his people. God can't leave his people without something. And because the scripture says now, in Isaiah 59:19, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. The spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Now the spirit of the Lord has lifted up a standard for this day. For you and I can come and be safe. For you and I can come and be in rest. The spirit of the Lord has provided something, which is the message of the hour. It's the only place that where you can find God and be happy with it. That's the place where you can get rest. That's the place where you can run from all the lust of this age, all the evil things of this age. And if you want to run from it and get to a safe place, come to a God provide way. God has a way that he has provided. That's where you can run. Because the scripture tells us that the wages of sin is death. Now, how do you escape now death? Let's read Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 6. And to show you how the wages of sin is death. To show how Christ is the perfect archetype of what was spoken there. Because the scripture says, Romans 6 verse 23. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now, if we remember, we go back to Numbers. You find that there was a place there. A city of a refuge. That someone that was under the condemnation of death. Someone that they were chasing him. Maybe 12, a dozen of men was looking at the person to kill him. Because he committed a murder. There was a place for him that he can live. And that place is Christ. Because the scripture shows us that the wages of sin, you and I, through our sin, we're supposed to die. But through Christ, we live. That city of refuge, that's what gives us life. Now, there's no a greater thing to a man or woman that is under the condemnation of death There's nothing greater than a life. If you say to someone, you're going to die, and then later on that you were under the penalty, under the condemnation of death, and someone write you pardon, there's nothing more greater than that. Someone dying in the bed of the hospital, the doctor pronounced death. They say today it's finished for you. And God come and change everything. There's nothing greater than that to the life of someone. You can give that person $1 million. It will not mean anything. You can say to the person, I give you $1 million. And you can die. It will not work at all. That $1 million will not do anything to that person's life. But you say, I take away you $1 million. I give you life. It will be a great joy. Now the scripture tells us, now the wages of sin is death. And you and I born in sin, we're supposed to die. That was our wages. Because coming to this world, the way we come in, and coming the way of sin, you and I, we're supposed to die. We're supposed to die. But God has made a provided way that you and I can escape. God has made a city of refuge. And that city is not now anymore a physical location. That city became a man, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he moved from a man to become a spoken word. And now he became the messenger of the hour. That where you find now your place of refuge. If you remain there, you are under security. There's nothing that can happen to you. You are safe. But you must be willing. Knowing the city of refuge is not enough. You must be willing to go there and dwell there. And the prophet says, there's no complaining. Once you get to that city, you don't need to complain about this or about what. You must be satisfied to dwell in that place. Now, coming to Christ, you should not complain about anything. You must be satisfied to dwell there. You must be satisfied there. Because there you are safe. There's nowhere else you can be safe apart to be in Christ. You know, the peace of this world is a lot for a short time. It's not a peace. It's just a fake. They tell you peace, peace is not a fit. If you and I can witness, who can find the peace in this world that we are living? Who can find the peace? There's no peace. Themselves, they don't have a peace. The president has no peace. Though he can come to power, a great man like Obama, all the time, people must, if he must have a speech, people must be around him everywhere to check if someone will come with a bomb, if someone will come with a gun. Where is the peace then? There's no peace. If there was a peace, he must walk like everybody now. But he can't walk like everybody, despite that the power that he has. He can't walk like everybody. You see that the richest, the prophet say, someone may give you $1 million, it will not give you safe. It will not make you safe. What makes you safe is Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that can make someone safe is the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only things that can make you safe. It's not money. It's not college. Education will not make you safe. People with great education, they have a pressure. They study psychology and a lot of things. Doctors, they come helpless. They will say, we don't know what to do. Have no answer. The prophet said once he went to one hospital. There was a lady need to be prayed. And they agree with the lady that the prophet will come to pray for the lady in the morning. And the prophet get there around 9 in the morning. And they get there, the lady has given me a number of the ward and everything. And go at the reception. I'm looking for this lady because the doctor says she's going to die. You know, I'm coming to pray for her. But the prophet come now. And the lady says, no, I'm under pressure. You go this way. The prophet say, he went maybe 4 persons. This way, he doesn't know where. Everybody was under pressure. And he met a certain guy, a doctor. And he say, I'm looking this place. This lady told me she's in need of prayer. She has to go under surgery or something. Now, I have to pray for her. I'm a minister. But the doctor say, go this way. And the prophet say, you can't see that the pressure everywhere. People, you think that they could be relaxed and they could be able to help you. But you go everywhere, is the pressure. Because it knows that something is fixing to happen. The enemy is causing it. That you should not even have a time to have a quiet moment in prayer. pressure after pressure, that you should not have a time even to read the message of the hour, that the enemy is causing it, that you should not have a time even to study the Bible, that yourself you should see the scripture, because they know that there's a judgment hanging around. They know that there's something is fixing to happen, because the Lord Jesus said in Luke himself that what happened there in time of Lot must happen to our time. It must happen to our time. They were so busy doing their things in Sodom. No matter what happened, they were so busy doing their things there in Sodom, despite that the Lord has come down and investigated the judgment himself. And see, that is exactly what I hear about it. But the people didn't have time to pay heed to it. And the Lord has to send now two angels to go and blind them. And the prophet know. He tell us who they were. It's Billy Graham and Oral Roberts. And blind them with the prosperity gospel. And blind them with the blessing gospel. That they should not see the light of the day. That God has sent a light. God has sent something special. That the people could be escaped from it. But when they went there, the angel, when they went there, they get in Sodom. They have a hard time with Lot. Have a hard time, Lot. A backslidden believer. They have a hard time with him. Someone that is supposed to be an elector in the camp of Abraham. Because of the things of this world, he separated himself from Abraham and went to sojourn in Sodom, where there was money there, where there was luxury cars, where there was life there, they can call it life, where there was pleasure there. But now the angel of the Lord, they came. They said, Lord, we can't do anything until you go out of this place. There's a judgment. The brimstone of fire is hanging there. Fire from heaven want to fall here. But the reason the fire can't come down, it's because you are still in Sodom. Come out from this place with everything that you have. Then the judgment of God can fall down. And the prophet says, what holding Russian bomb and the missile? It's you and I. It's the bride. He said, what the bride leave the earth, the judgment of God will fall down. He said, it's hanging all around here. What holding Russia and all this missile to be bold? What is holding them? They are about someone, the prophet, a crazy man, with just under drunkenness, under vodka, can press one button now, and all the world can go blow in a minute. But what is holding it? How privileged we are, privileged people, you and I, that the reason those things are not yet happening, it's because you and I, we are there. Because there's a Vegas there. Because there's a Francois on the earth. That the only thing that is holding now, the things to come at the end of it. Once you and I leave this place, they will blow up their things, everything will be finished. And what was there, the scripture said, let's go for you to see. In Genesis 19, you see the scripture. They said to Lot, we can't do anything until when you come out. The people could feel why they went under drunkenness, under pleasure, and all these things all around. You find in the city now, the perversion was so great. Things that were happening, it was so great. What caused all these things to happen that way? What caused it? Because they say, now verse 22, they say, Hasten thee, escape hither, for I cannot do anything till thou art been come hither. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zora. So they tell a lot, we can't do anything without you escaping first. You have to come out of Sodom. Come out of Sodom, Lord. We want to destroy the angel of death. We want to destroy the land now. There's a fire that has to fall from heaven. But the fire can't fall now. It can't fall because you are here, Lord. Come out from this place. Then God will finish with it. And how a privilege man the Lord was. To the eyes of these people there, he meaning nobody to ask them. When he tells them, do not lay down with these angels, with this man that come unto me. Please, my brethren. They say, you are not our brother. This is what we don't need you. We need this man. But Lord, something was happening. The Lord was dealing with him. The Lord said, come from there, from that condition. Maybe one of the elect is making that the Lord should not, the rapture should not take place because of one man. God could not destroy there because there was a lot there. Because there was a backsliding there. A predestinated soul can't die with the guilty. The Lord has to take that person out of Sodom now. Once he takes them, then he can now execute it, his judgment on the country. Because the world was already under judgment. What was remaining? Just God to execute it. It could be you. It could be someone else that is making that the Lord. The rapture should not have a place. But if we all get to our position, we all line up with the word of God, the rapture must take a place. Because almost all the scripture of God is being fulfilled. If we can get all to the line, because there is no one that will be deceived. The scripture says, if the day were not shortened, even the very elect could be deceived. But the elect can't be deceived. Now that's why there's one elect that is not in a condition to go. That's why God is delaying. Because if all of us we get to the right condition, the rapture must take place. Because that's a promise of God. It has to take place. Somehow someone is not in the right condition. If everybody is in the right condition, or there's a soul somewhere that you and I, we need to go and reach out to that soul. If there's a soul somewhere we need to meet with the seed, that if we speak the word now, if the person believe, maybe it could be the last one. Now we see that these things that are happening, it's causing by the enemy. But you and I, our problems, our sickness, our problem in our house, everything that we have, we don't need to run to the social. We don't need to run to somewhere else. We need to come with it to Christ. Everything that we need, the doctor may have no solution. You can say that the doctor said this for my life. The doctor said this, where the solution will come. But the scripture tells us, the name of the Lord is the strong tower. Amen. And the righteous run into and is safe. That's a place you and I, we need to run into. No matter what is happening, we need to go with it to the Lord. We don't need to carry the burden alone. Anything that we have, all the requests, anything that you have in your own mind, the Lord has provided a way for it. And that provide the way is the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the solution for everything, you and I. As we're preparing ourselves now for the communion service on Saturday, let's make sure that all our sin and everything is under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is the place of a refuge where when we were condemned by the people of the world, the enemy, the devil, when he bring a guilty conscience to our mind, when we realize, but you must remember that there is a place that the Lord has provided for you and I. There is a city of a refuge that you and I, we need to go there and be safe. And once we get there, we need to be in peace. The prophet said, once you get there, you don't need to worry anymore about what's going to happen in the future. You don't need to worry anymore because it's the responsibility of God now. Once you get to that place, it's God that will take control of everything. The prophet said that you have no need to think about tomorrow. You may think that, oh, what will happen if my wife passed away? The prophet said, once you get in that place, you don't need to think about that. God will take control of everything. You don't need to think about what the future is. He holds the future. He knows everything. He's the one who takes control of everything. But sometimes, as a human being, we don't condemn anybody. We get to that level because of living in this body. We get to that level. That way we think like people of this world. But how good it is that each time when you get to that level, if you go to the message of the hour, you go to the Bible, you will get something that can build you up. You will get something that can encourage you. It will get something that can keep you going, knowing that my Maker is there. No matter what happens, my God is taking control of everything. How privileged people we are. Let's all stand now. Sing a song. Then we all enter a time of prayer. This thing sometimes has it's good things. The things that Brother Vegas was trying to install today, you know. I said to Brother Vegas, sometimes it's difficult to be kneeling down all the time and try to speak at the microphone, but this one seemed to work well. Technology sometimes helps also. It was feeling funny that Brother Vegas has to put these things like they in my ears and say, I saw people on the YouTube, sometimes they use these things. I never used it before, but it works. We thank God for that. Let's sing the song, and then we will enter to a time of prayer.
619, huh? 619.
Simple show more than prayer, no life to me. Ooh, la la, my pilgrim journey, Savior, let me walk with you, oh, close to you.
To the rock, the solid rock I stand against.
My hope is built on nothing else but Jesus Christ and righteousness. I did not trust the sweetest frame, but holy lean, oh Jesus' name. I rest on His unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds in heaven. Oh, Christ the soul, there rock I stand. All at the calm, the sinking sand. All at the calm, the sinking sand. He who brings covenant His blood, support me in the whirling flood.
If there's any prayer request before we ask Brother George to close with a word of prayer. If there's any prayer request, if now it's known, we sing the song, then we'll ask Brother George to close with the word of prayer. It's a prayer requested to remember that the Lord should touch the heart of the saints, because we have a communion service this Saturday. Last communion service, it was very poor. Just if the Lord can help, that all of us, we can be in the temple of the Lord. Just to remember Brother Pele, he's not feeling well, he's sick. I think with this flu, with this weather, lots of people are starting getting sick. It's one of the things that we need to pray as a church, because it will cause a lot of empty chairs with the weather, lots of things are happening.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He's an answering God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's an answering God.
Oh, he answers all my prayers
when I pray in Jesus' name and by faith. Yes, okay. Hallelujah. He's an answering God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's an answering God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He's an answering God.
He answers all my prayers
when I pray. And by faith, Yahshua, hallelujah, he's an answering God.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah, he's an answering God.
Oh,
hallelujah,
he's an answering God.
And by faith, yes, I can. Hallelujah, he's an answering God.
Let's sing one more before Brother George can close with the word of prayer, because there's no prayer request.
I am weak, my heart's growing. Just a close walk. I'm weak, my heart's strong. Oh,
Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long
as I hold and hold close to thee.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Just a closer walk.
God, it, Jesus, is my plea.
Is my plea
daily walking close to thee.
Toil and slave.
If I falter, Lord, who
cares?
Oh, make me my burden shares.
None but thee.
Just a closer walk with thee.
Oh, just a closer walk.
Granted, Jesus is my plea.
Is my daily plea.
Daily walking close to thee. Time for me will be no more. Guide me safely over
to thy kingdom, to thy show.
Closer walk with me.
cast a closer walk.
Granted, Jesus is my plea.
Is my plea.
Daily walking
close to thee.
Ask about our church to close with a word of prayer. If you have an unspoken request, let me lift up your hand to the Lord.
Amen. Father, most gracious Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we are grateful to come before Thee. Father, we can read. Lord, we can, Father, study deep things. But the greatest thing that a man has, Father, Lord, is that weapon called prayer.
Yes.
Father, we have that privilege, Lord, that we can launch even into another dimension.
Yes.
And Lord, Father, no matter the situation, Father, your spirit will always condescend.
Amen.
And would always meet the need.
Yes.
Lord, Father, you would always come, Father, where you are invited, Father. Oh, Holy Spirit, we are grateful tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Father, your word has been ministered.
Yes, Lord.
Father, Lord, your word has warned us, Father,
yes,
of the pressure of this neurotic age. Father, and how we would desire to take that word with two hands.
Yes, Lord.
Father, Lord, and really look into it, Lord.
Yes, sir.
See, Father, precious beloved Savior, Father, as Lord, Father, your bride, Father, can hear you call shalom.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, for us to escape, Father, from this plagued earth, Lord.
Yes.
Father, why would we spend, Father, Lord, God, money for that, Lord, that satisfieth not, Lord?
Yes.
And why would we spend our time on those things that satisfieth
not,
Lord? Father, Lord, rather, Lord, precious beloved Savior, like Solomon says, Father, a moment in your presence, Father.
Yes.
Oh, God is greater, Father, than anything, Lord, Savior,
yes,
that
Lord.
Man can get, Lord. Lord, we are grateful, Father, for this opportunity we had, Lord. Father, to come to your house, oh, God.
Yes.
Father, knowing indeed, Lord, at this time, even as our brother said, Lord, Lord, with the weather changing, Lord, Lord, there'd be much sickness, Lord.
Yes,
but,
Lord.
Father, we call to remembrance in your holy word, Lord. Father, Lord, when Lord, Savior, Father, precious beloved Savior, they brought the sick to you, Lord,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Father, they brought the sick to the service, Father. We ask your grace, Lord, today.
Please,
give us grace. Give us wisdom, Father.
Yeah, please,
let us
Lord.
Take full advantage, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, Father, whilst it's still called today, Father. Let us, Lord, lift up, Lord. Father, no matter the condition, Lord, let us, Lord, Savior, see a way of escape, even as
yeah,
our brother said, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, for there's always a way, no matter whether it be sickness
yes,
or,
Lord.
Father, Lord, finances, whatever the situation
yes.
is, Lord. But we have a way to escape this
yes,
pressure,
Lord.
Father. Lord, we have a way to let off the pressure, Father.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We would invite Thee in, Lord, Savior, amidst every home, Lord, amidst every heart,
please, Lord.
Lord. Father, touch every need, Lord. We would
yes,
have,
sir.
Lord, even upon this night, Lord, our brother Pele was not well, Father. Lord, we know, Lord, Savior, Lord Jesus, Father, You, Lord, Savior, have unction to touch him. Even at this very hour, Lord, Savior, God. Father, and even as our brother Tay, Lord, Savior,
yes, Lord.
Lord, advised us not to nurse, Lord, Father.
Yes,
Lord, our sicknesses, Lord,
yes,
not
sir.
To breastfeed them, Lord.
Yes,
but Lord Savior, to rebuke them, Father.
Yeah,
Lord, and they would flee away, Lord Savior
yes,
God.
Lord.
Lord Jesus, we look unto Thee, Lord Savior, for You, Lord Father, are the provider of all our needs, Lord Savior God. I would ask You to give strength unto our brother who's ministered
please,
unto
Lord.
Us tonight, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, who's taken time, Lord Savior,
yes,
to
Lord.
Prepare himself, Father, for
yes,
this
Lord.
Night, Lord. Father, may You restore unto him, Lord
please,
Savior.
Lord.
You know, Father, Lord, his needs, Lord Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Father, for these issues of work, Lord Father.
Please, Lord.
Lord, that brother Francois would have, Lord Father.
Yeah,
when we think of that, Lord.
Yes,
Lord, you've not forgotten, Lord.
Yes,
Father, Lord Jehovah, you're not out of time, Lord, or
yes.
out of tune, Lord.
Yes.
Everything is in place, Lord.
Yeah,
but we wait upon Thee, Father.
Yes,
for You
Lord.
Said, Lord, they that wait upon the Lord
yeah.
shall renew their strength,
yeah,
Lord. Father, and You said, whilst we wait, Lord,
yes,
Lord, we wait in that sweet hour of prayer, Father.
Yes.
For Lord, Father, how sweet it is, Lord, for Thine beloved, Lord, to wait, Lord, even upon Thee, Lord, Savior.
Yes,
Father, we remember, Lord, Savior, Solomon said, Lord,
yes,
wisdom
Lord.
Is in a right hand, Lord,
yes.
and in a left hand, Lord, riches and honor, Lord, Savior God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, it's promised unto us, Lord, that we'd never beg bread, Lord, Savior God.
Yeah,
but You'd provide our every needs, Lord,
please,
Savior
Lord.
God. Provide those things we have need
yes,
of, Lord,
Lord,
Savior God. Lord, Father, where the brothers would need work, Lord,
yes,
Brother
Lord.
Francois, Brother Burgess, Lord, Father,
yes, Lord.
And whoever, Lord, Savior,
yes,
provide,
Lord.
We pray, Lord, even
please,
in the South, Savior.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord,
that we, Lord, Savior, come back and glorify Your name, Lord,
yes,
Savior
Lord.
God. For when You provide for us, Lord, Father,
amen.
We come to Your house, Lord, Lord, and testify, Lord, of how you've provided, Lord Sevikon. Yes, bless us now as we part. Keep us, Lord, Savior God. Give us grace, Lord. Lord, that tomorrow morning when we rise up, Lord, Father, you, Lord, Savior, make the devil ashamed, Lord. Please, Lord, and give us complete healing, Lord, Savior.
Amen.
Lord, Father, from all, Lord, Savior, yes, our Lord. Diseases, Lord, Savior. For you said, blessed be the Lord and God who yes, healeth Lord. All our diseases,
Amen.
Lord. Who healeth all our infirmities, Lord, yes, Savior Lord. God. Lord, Father, we pray for our brother David, Lord. Mm. Provide for him grace, Please, Lord, and strength, Lord. Yes, even Lord. As he has need, Lord, Savior God. Yes, we Lord. Remember brother Anthony, Lord, tonight, Lord, long Please, since Lord. We've seen Lord Savior.
Yes, Lord.
Father, we, Lord Savior, can smell Satan, Lord Savior.
Amen.
Lord, he's involved, Lord. Lord, he's trying to discourage our brother, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, and we would claim, Lord, tonight, Lord,
Please.
Lord, that you would, Lord Savior, Father, Amen. Give, Lord, a liberty, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, that our brother would come back to thine house, Lord. Yes. Lord, and call upon your name, Lord, Savior Please, God. Lord. Guide us as we part. Bless us, Lord, Savior
yes,
God.
Lord.
Lord, Father, that you, if you would give us grace to see tomorrow, Lord,
yes,
let
Lord.
Us be found working, Lord, Father, and laboring until Jesus comes. Bless us now, keep us now, we pray. Bless our communion service, Lord.
Yes,
bless
Lord.
Our brother's stress, Lord. And help us, Father, that we'd even start now preparing a time of communion
yes,
with
Lord.
You, Lord. We ask your grace, we ask your mercy. Provide all our needs, we pray, in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sing the chorus. Dismissed. We meet on Saturday, by the Lord's grace, 6 o'clock.
Alleluia, He's an answering God. When I pray in Jesus' name and by faith, the answer came. Alleluia, He's an answering God.
Alleluia.
An answering God.
Oh,
hallelujah! He's an answering God. When I pray in Jesus' name and by faith, the answer came. Hallelujah! He's an answering God.